tell me about the season. We just finished our first tournament in Haines, Alaska, and it was awesome. The teams that showed up were Ketchikan, Juneau, ourselves, Hoonah, Skagway. It was great. It was great to see the smaller schools like Hoonah and Skagway have a team, which they haven't had in a couple years, so that's really nice to see. And then overall, I thought it went really well. My kids got a lot of matches, which is the most important.
Why is that important for your kids to get matches?
It's important for the kids to get matches because everything we teach in the room, it's like you're finally putting a test for them, right? You know, it's like you're studying in the room and then you have a test. The test is going up against an opponent. So now there's no set scenario anymore. It's like a full, you have to set this up. Oh, this person's going to react this way, which means how do you react? And it's just a great test of overall skill and what have you learned. Do we need to learn it again? Do we need to this, that, and the other thing? So it's really important for us to, just get as many matches. And to put this into perspective, a lot of, you know, being in Southeast, as spread out as we are, the type of travel that we do, and you know, just the lack of people, we don't get as many matches throughout the year as, you know, even up north people or people down south. For example, in Southeast, wrestlers usually average between like 20 to 40 matches in their whole season. If you're an up north guy, which is, you know, Anchorage, you know, Denali, Fairbanks, you know, Kenai, those guys get like 50 to 80 matches a year. And then anybody down south, they're in the hundreds. So, you know, you get to really refine your craft by having more matches. And so for us, we're going to refine by throwing as many matches as we can in whatever way possible. So I believe they all did well. We had a couple tough losses, but they weren't losses that I was like extremely disappointed in. It was losses that were more of, oh shoot, I didn't teach this. Oh man, I got caught in this. Ah, crap. Like I forgot that, you know, cause you only have 2.5 weeks before this first tournament and you can only teach so much. So the things that we lost in were just things that we didn't quite cover.
What are you looking forward to next for your kids?
Honing our craft, you know, really tightening everything up, you know, like it was good. I saw the exact thing that it wasn't just like one student did this, right? It was all of them made this exact mistake where I'm like, okay, wrote it down. And now I can go into the practice room and then work on it, you know, and it every single kid did the exact same kind of mistake. So we're just going to go in there, hammer that out, and hopefully for this next tournament in Juneau, we can just, you know, I don't know, get some wins.
And then when will you be going to Juneau?
Juneau is this weekend, this coming weekend, the weekend of the 21st for Juneau. And, yeah, it's going to be a big tournament. I think more people are going to be there. Juneau and Ketchikan seem to be the biggest tournaments in Southeast. So it's always really good to go to those ones so you know you're going to get some matches.
And how would you say that the team has grown within the last year just by this first meet? Is there any comments?
How have they grown? They're definitely much tighter, like as a group mentality, like as a team, they feel tighter because it's the exact same team I had as last year. We only had a couple new kids show up and, you know, and the new kids kind of saw how we run. And so that's good because I have ultimate trust in them. You know, I have, you know, if I need them to do something, I say it. For the most part, they do it. You know, they're kids too. Sometimes they just kind of get distracted. But, you know, I can tell them, hey, I need this done. You guys, hey, I'm going to step over here. I need you to go help your teammate over there. They got it, you know. So there's energy and, you know, it's great. And I would like to see that for Petersburg. I'd like more kids to show up and feel what we feel. Yeah, wrestling's really hard, but that's like the coolest part about it, the team camaraderie. You don't think about it like that, but it really is.
Is there a home meet this year to look forward to?
There is a home meet. There's a home meet first weekend in December. So please come and support us because I think it's going to be fairly large. You know, Petersburg's kind of smack dab in the middle of Southeast. So hopefully we get a good turnout and then, you know, have a lot of support. Get really loud in that gym.